Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parsha's Kairach, that is Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tes. And the previous Aliyah had ended that it was the day after Kairach's entire assembly was swallowed by the ground, the 250 men were consumed by fire, and then Klal Yisrael had gone to Moshe and Aaron and they started complaining, Atem Hamisam Es Am Hashem, you killed the people of Hashem. And now the Pasuk tells us, Vayedaber Shalom Moshe Lemer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Hey, Roimi Mitaycho Ida Hazois, separate yourself from among this assembly, Vachal Oisam Karaga, and I will destroy them in a moment, and they fell on their faces. So Moshe said to Aaron right away, take the pan, and put fire on it from the mizbech, place keteres on it, and go right away, go quickly to the assembly and atone for them, because the anger has went forth from in front of Hashem, the plague has started. Let's see Rashi over here. This secret was given to Moshe Rabbeinu by the Malach Hamavis when he went up to Shemayim, Shaktaris Oitzer Magefa, the Ktaris could stop a plague. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that because of Klal Yisrael's complaint and what Hashem had told him, that a plague had already started in Klal Yisrael. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, Vikach Aaron Kasher Dibir Moshe, and Aaron took exactly what Moshe said, Vayar Tzal Techakol, and he ran into the congregation, Vihine Hechel Hanegef Ba'am, and the plague had started with the nation. Vayitanus Ktaris, and he put the Ktaris, Vaychaper Allah'am, and he atoned for the nation. Vayamid Ben Amesun Ben Achaim, and he stood in between those that were dead and alive, Vateyatzar Magefa, and the plague stopped. Vayu Hamesim Magefa, and the number of people that died in the plague, Arba Asar Elef Ushva Meis, 14,700, Milvad Hamesim Advar Kairach, besides for the ones that died because of Kairach, Vayashav Aaron El Moshe, and Aaron returned to Moshe, El Pesach El Moed, to the entrance of El Moed, Vahamagefa Netzara, and the plague stopped. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel. He stood in between the Mesim and those that were alive. What does that mean, he stood in between them? Achaz Es HaMalach VeMida Al Karchai, he actually held the Malach and stopped him against his will from carrying out his task of killing Klal Yisrael. Amalei Malach, the Malach told him, Hanach li lasa shlichusi, leave me alone, let me do what I was sent to do. Amrulai, so Aaron told him, Moshe tzivani l'akav al-yotcha, Moshe commanded me to stop you. Amrulai, so the Malach told him, Ani shlucha shel makayim, vata shlucha shel Moshe, I am the shlich of Hashem, you're just the shlich of Moshe. Amrulai, Aaron told him, Ein Moshe aymer klumi libay, elim piagvura. Moshe doesn't say it from his heart, meaning he doesn't just make stuff up, he says it from Hashem. Im ein ata mamin, if you don't believe me, hari HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'Moshe al pesach ha'omayid, Hashem and Moshe, they're at the entrance of ha'omayid, ba'im yusha'al, come with me and let's ask them. Mizeu shenemar, and that's why this Aliyah concluded with the pasuk of Vayashav Aaron al Moshe, that Aaron returned to Moshe and he came with the Malach to ask Moshe Rabbeinu what he's supposed to do. Davar Acher, Lama Mekhtaris, why is it that he used Ketaris? Levishah Yisrael Melizinu Aran Acher Ketaris Loimar. That's because Klal Yisrael, they were mocking and laughing at the Ketaris by saying, Sama Mavishu, this is something that kills. Al Yadei Mesu Nadav Aviyu, Nadav and Aviyu died because of it. Al Yadei Nisfu Chamishu Masayim Ish, because of it, the 250 men died. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Tiru She'oitzer Magefahu, you'll see that this Ketaris, it stops the plague. And the chet is what kills. When a person does a sin, that's why they die, and it's not because of the ketores. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the fifth Aliyah tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day.